Today, the manufacture of pottery and porcelain is very much a mechanised business, with much of the work done by machines to produce the quantity and quality required. About 25 years ago, I had the great fortune to visit Stoke-on-Trent and some of its most famous factories, including Spode, Wedgwood and Gladstone, which has the last remaining bottle kiln in Stoke. These potteries over the decades have had to adapt their production to various changes in fashion and trends, and adapt was something the potter and decorator were pretty good at doing. Everyone in the factory had a specific job: moulding, decorating, glazing or firing. One of the most important tasks was that of the handle fixer. His or her job was to ensure that the jug, teapot, cup or whatever had its handle fixed to the body properly. 100% success was critical. Anything less would have been a disaster. Handles on teacups especially have been prone to frequent change. On early 18th century porcelain, factories could be traced by the discarded handles found in their rubbish dumps. This was most helpful, as in the case of early makers, they were not always marked with the factory name. Finding handles on site, as it were, was proof beyond doubt who made that shaped handle. During the early 20th century, fashion moved very quickly and manufacturers became more brave in their design. Clarice Cliff at Newport Pottery was a prime example. While many of her tea sets, cups and saucers and handles were standard, very occasionally Clarice, like many others, deviated from the normal. They must have been a very good selling point at the retailers, but must have been a terrible headache for the handle fixer. The type of handle can affect the collectability and therefore the value of the item. For example, Clarice introduced this solid triangular handle in the 1920s. Shelley and, I believe, Dalton also followed suit, but the fashion was short-lived. However, today a cup and saucer or tea set with a solid handle can be worth double or much more. Also, the pattern, which is painted on the item, can also affect the value materially.